Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
House, will you pass this note over to TJ? Yes. I don't want to get up.
I don't want any notes. Thank you.
It's going to be my gag all day long. I'm going to do this to everybody that walks in here.
Did you really? All right. What's on here? You ugly. Thank you.
Exclamation point. It's
yeah.
Well, I didn't see the real note, the inspiration to the note passing gag for today. Did she not use punctuation?
She didn't even use paper. I don't know. She seemed to have used some sort of piece of box or something.
Here's what she does. Here's what she does in the video, because we see her do it again. She has the little box where they have the plastic gloves that they use. You know, she tears off a little piece of the box. The cardboard in the box and writes the note.
Crazy.
You ugly.
That is awesome.
That is so devastating.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Lighten up.
Lighten up.
You're taking it more seriously than the guy did.
Listen, he's masking his feelings. Like, he's going to get on the news and start crying and say, oh, man.
If you're just joining us, TJ's wildly offended on behalf of this guy.
Yeah.
Who
I can hear the pain in his voice.
An airport security person passed him a note that said, you ugly, as he was going through security. That is just the best, man. When you were doing that story, I was like, okay, she's going to say this happened in Atlanta. Nope, that's ours.
Nope. Rochester.
It's ours. TJ, will you pass this note to Steve? And then explain to everybody why I think this is so hysterical.
All right. Open up your note, Steve. Isn't that so funny?
Why in the world would you call me? Well, it says, you ugly.
You ugly.
Ah, jeez. You're ugly.
A contractor for the Rochester International Airport Security was fired yesterday after being found on surveillance. Security video passing a note to a traveler out of nowhere. A note to a traveler that just says, you ugly.
Yeah, we'll hear from this guy at 6 o'clock. Hey, pass this note to Newman.
I'm not passing anyone else.
Mike Bowen, hey.
What is this, third grade?
Yes.
Third grade. Let's pass notes.
Come on. It's so rare when the gods of morning radio just give you a story like this. This is the best.
Oh, man.
A texter brings up a good point. Just something for us to wrap our noodles around. A little cerebral question this morning. They ask, would it have been a different story had the agent passed a note that said, you handsome?
Yes. You handsome. Of course it would.
Would he be on the news? I feel objectified. That is uncalled for.
Oh, probably.
Oh, isn't it all a joke? Jeez.
You smart.
How would you have reacted? Try to answer honestly. How would you have reacted? You're going through security, and this lady hands you the note that says, you ugly.
I am so sensitive, though. I just am. I wish I had a thicker skin than I do. That is one thing. If I had a magic power, it'd be thicker skin. I would probably confront her. I'd turn around and be like, are you serious? You know?
Would you like turn her into her boss?
Absolutely.
And
like right there.
Request the security
yes!
video?
No, I would have gone immediately to someone.
At the risk of missing your plane?
Yeah. Yes!
Oh, boy.
That's tough. Part of me loves to see justice. But the other part of me is like, okay, this isn't the end of the world. And I could see myself, if I'm being honest, meeting her immaturity with way more immaturity.
You're absolutely
right.
You
would turn around and say, your mother's ugly?
Or something like that. Yeah, I would have, you know, looked her up and down and tried to figure out the most hurtful thing I could have said and done it, and then I'm in no better position than she was to begin with.
You ain't got no alibi, you ugly. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
well, on the video, the guy just seems to walk away. I mean, I'm sure I would have looked at the note and said, just turn around and said, what's this all about? You know, and then just let her explain what she's doing.
Yeah, I don't know. It may depend on the mood I'm in, which is rarely good going through security.
Yeah. With your shoes off. And
yeah, I don't know. Maybe he started to walk away and did a little slow burn.
Could have been.
And was like,
I imagine
nah,
he was in
this.
Shock. He says, I travel all the time. This nothing like this has ever even remotely happened to me. It would have been a shock.
Now, that's a good point. It is so bizarre. I might have been so like dazed, like by a punch. Like right. I was like, what just happened there? Let me just go on. Maybe that was a dream.
Yeah, and then a day later, that's what I should have said. You know what I mean?
Well, I love what you say. I love your Facebook page. That's great. You ugly. Nice.
Watch, that'll be the most liked picture I've ever posted.
You already have 7 likes. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yep.
Couldn't agree more.
B Studios, good morning.
Hi. I'm just wondering, was the guy ugly?
You know, I posed that question earlier. That was the first question I wanted to ask. And I can state I'm very secure in who I am. He's an attractive man.
She was probably just trying to get his attention. I don't know. I like to think I'd have a sense of humor and just kind of laugh it off. But, okay. That was my only question because the whole thing is funny, but kind of blown out of proportion.
How do you think the conversation would be going today if it had been a guy that passed that note to a woman? Would it be as funny?
Yeah, to me. If I got one, I mean, I'm not gorgeous or anything like that, but I'd just kind of be like, okay, what's the purpose? What's the joke? You know?
Yeah, it's just so bizarre. So bizarre.
I think it would be worse if it was a guy giving it to a girl. That I guess I would maybe understand. I don't know. The whole thing is, to me, would be just like laugh it off. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of where I think I would be too. TJ would already have retained an attorney. And
I would be crying in the parking lot. Like, why are people so mean?
But I guess you don't know till you're in the crosshairs, you know, till it happens to you. Hey, good call. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
222-WBEE is the number. If you're just joining us, she's referencing the story from yesterday evening. Rochester airport security worker fired after passing a note to a traveler going through security that said, you ugly. And I finally watched the video. Remember earlier we were wondering the victim, Neil, how he was taking it, like if he was taking it in stride. And hang on.
Completely. It was meant to be a joke. I don't think she was maliciously trying.
Good evening, everyone. Maureen has the night
there you
off.
Go. Rochester. I was trying to play that off the website there, but it buffered on me. Yeah, it was a clip of him, and I was trying to get his mood on that.
Well, he was doing what? Of course he's not going to. First of all, it happened a month ago. And he just got this, but nobody would believe him.
So that's why he asked for these security
videos. That's why he was like, oh yeah? So you tell me that didn't affect him. If he takes a month to get the security footage, he's talked to people and they're like, we don't believe you. I think he's pretending that he's okay and cool with it and taking it in stride, but let's be honest.
That's reasonable.
That has been like just building up inside of him for a month. A month. How do you think all the news sources got that security footage? Right?
He fished that
out. Like, to think that this guy's good with it, of course he's not.
Well, that's... I don't know. Well, I hate when people give me a perspective I didn't have and then I'm left speechless. Well played, TJ.
222-WBE is our studio line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So In regards to You Ugly, I think she was being sarcastic. I haven't seen the video, but if he's a nice-looking man, she's like, ooh, you ugly.
Oh, she's being sarcastic.
Yeah, she's being sarcastic, and she did it to get his attention and start a conversation.
Have you seen the video?
I have not.
I just watched it. I had not seen it either until about 10 minutes ago. She hands him the note as he's walking through the box, you know, the metal detector thing? Mm-hmm. And so he walks through, she hands him the note, and he's kind of like, wait, what? What is this? And keeps walking, and when he didn't appear to have read it, she seemingly says, hey, dude, are you going to read the note? And then that's when he read it.
Well, and if you watch it, the video, you'll see there's two other women employees there watching her do this. And then she turns to them as if it's like, ha, 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 see, like a, I don't know.
How about a dare?
Like a bunch of mean girls.
Look at this hunk coming through here. Pass him a note telling him he's ugly.
Well, that's an interesting perspective.
You know, looks are in the mind of the beholder. I wouldn't call this guy a hunk, necessarily.
Well, I haven't seen the video. I just...
Would you?
wanted to add my perspective. You know, maybe he was... Did we see him beforehand? Maybe he was being ugly mannered.
That I don't know. I don't know what led up to this, but
your heart's ugly.
You're ugly mannered.
I love this lady defending him. I know. Her. That's great.
Thanks so much for calling.
We have to all be nicer to each other.
Ain't that the truth?
Thanks for such an ugly call.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're next on the B. Good morning.
Hi, TJ. It's Ann. How are you?
Ann, how are you?
Good. I just had to say, I have to give kudos to Norma Holland for keeping it together during that story.
Oh, she cracking up?
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Wow.
It's just so random and weird.
It is. And if you watch the video to the end, she pulls out a Sharpie out of her pocket. And she's writing another note, so I would love to know what that one said.
Hey, in-house, just reference to the caller before, A-Bird. Can you make a list of guys that do it for you?
Yeah.
I can, yes.
All right. Better quote, Houseman Hot?
Hunks.
Houseman Hunks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.